Kinyan Yur of the Memchest Varim Shatera Niknes Bahem is Shimush Chachamim. 3 points in Shimush Chachamim. Number one, the Gemara in Sita Daf Chaf Aleph on the base, Chaf Beis Amar Aleph, discusses Heichidami Rasha Arum. What's a Rasha Arum? Ula Amar, Zeshakara Vishana Vole Shimish Tamidi Chachamim. Somebody who learned Mishnah, but he wasn't Mishamish Tamidi Chachamim. Rashi says, what does it mean that he wasn't Mishamish Tamidi Chachamim? Shakara Vishana Vole Shimish Tamidi Chachamim Lilmoid Svaras HaGemara B'Taimei HaMishnah Mahim. He didn't learn the Svara of the Gemara with the Taimei HaMishnah to know what they are. Meaning, he just learned the simple Pshat in the Pasuk, the simple Mishnah, he read it, could be he even knows it, he could say it over Baal Peh, but he was never Ma'ayin to understand the time of the Mishnah. Someone who the Torah is not clear, he doesn't understand the timing, can make chilukim in Isser V'Heter, can make chilukim in Dinim Amunis, someone is Chayiv, someone is Potter, can make chilukim in Tyrus, Tumah and Tyra. Therefore, someone who doesn't dive into and is not Ma'ayin in Svaras HaGemara in Taimei HaMishnah is missing in the Iker understanding of Torah to be able to machriya, whether it's Psak Halacha or to understand Pshat in any Gemara or whatever he's learning. That's point number one. Point number two, we know the famous Gemara, Gedayla Shimusha Yosem Ilimuda, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk that it's learned from Eliyahu and Elisha. That Elisha, who was a Talmud Muvak of Eliyahu Anavi, and the way the Pasuk describes his connection is Ashayotzak Mayim Al Gedei Eliyahu. Elisha poured water on the hands of Eliyahu. Melamed, the Gemara teaches us, Shegedayla Shimusha Yosem Ilimuda. Now what does it mean? Gedayla Shimusha Yosem Ilimuda. Does it mean that the Shimush is more chashuv than the Limud? Is that possible that the Talmud Torah itself takes up less chashivas in the eyes of a Kaddish Baruch Hu than the Shimush itself? Perhaps you could explain with a fascinating vart that's brought in the Akdama to the Sefer Shari Yesher to Reb Shimon Shkup. He says, Shamati Darvar Noe Umiskabel. I heard something beautiful in the name of my brother-in-law, Shlomo Zalman Abel from Telz. And he quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama of Zenene Vezelei Chaser. Reb Chanina asked Rami Bar Chama a question. And Rami Bar Chama told Reb Chanina, L'chi teshamishli. When you serve me, I'll answer the question. Shakal Sudra Karachle. It says that Reb Chanina picked up his handkerchief, he folded it for him, and then he answered the question. At first glance, this Gemara is a pella. Rami Bar Chama needed Rav Chanina to do some kind of simple work, like folding his handkerchief, in order for him to answer his question and learning. So he says that the answer is that something that needs Iyun and Yegiya, the only way it's possible to get where you have to go is if the student believes and trusts the Melamed. Meaning that if he doesn't understand something the first time, it's not the Rebbe's fault. It's not that the Rebbe doesn't understand it. The Rebbe didn't explain it well. It's something that he has to work on. He's not holding at a madrega to understand the shir the first time. He'll work on it. He'll put amal into it, miyagay on it. And then after a few times, he'll come to the understanding of what the Rebbe was trying to give over. So Rami Bar Chama wanted to teach Rav Chanina that in order for you to understand what I'm going to give over to you, I have to know and see that you have a hishtoikikus, you have a cheshek to learn from me. And therefore, if I see that you're willing to service me, you'll show me that you have that cheshek and that drive to be my Talmud. What he was teaching him was that the shimush, and when we say, gedoyla shimush yesem libuta, doesn't mean necessarily that the chelik of shimush is greater, you got more schar than the chelik of limur. In order for the limur to have a kiyum and to fully comprehend what your Rebbe is trying to give over to you, is only a Rebbe that you're willing to be mishamish with the biggest kavod and the biggest chashivos. Gedoyla shimusha yesem ilimuda, and that's definitely an aspect of shimush chachamim. A third aspect, I would say, is just observing your Rebbe, or observing a chacham, a zaken, a refined person who has yira shamayim, and he's worked on his midas. As we know, the Gemara tells us, yira sashem hi oitzarei. Yira shamayim is an oitzer, is a storage house which is able to hold the Torah. So Shimush Chachamim, when a person observes and is Meshamish in a way that he's around and he's available to see how these people act, and he could take that and learn and apply it to himself, that's definitely a way how he could refine himself that the Torah should become part of him. Have a wonderful day.